So here we are again, live at the CCC Congress 2007, and now I say hello to Andy.
Hi.
One of the OpenWRT active developers. Where do you come from, and how do you, or is it your first time you attend the Chaos Congress?
Yes, this is my first Congress. I come from the US, California to be specific, and rather enjoyed it. It's a rather interesting environment. You don't see anything like this in the US, really.
Nothing like this?
Well, I've never been to DEF CON or anything like that, but I have been to various Linux conventions, and they don't have the same atmosphere.
How would you describe that kind of atmosphere?
Well, a lot of it can be a very corporate kind of atmosphere. You'll have many vendors there trying to just publicize, make themselves look good.
What's different here?
Well, here it's a bunch of geeks sitting around computers, drinking alcohol, working on hardware.
Okay. Nice impression of the Congress. You and Gregers, you have attended a lot of meetings together the last couple of days concerning OpenWRT. What do you think is the, or what you could say is the roadmap for OpenWRT next decade?
Well, I guess mainly we have started to see some interest with vendors and manufacturers actually looking to work with us more. I don't think I'm at liberty to give any names, but we have several companies that are actually talking with us and are increasingly interested to open up their drivers. If you look at companies like Broadcom, they have binary drivers in a lot of their software releases, yeah. And it makes it incredibly difficult for us to be able to move ahead to, for example, the 2.6 kernel. We're stuck with the 2.4 kernel, whereas these other vendors are now looking at fully opening up their software and allowing us to move ahead. Some of them are even looking at using OpenWRT internally for their own reference releases.
And that's a very interesting point. Even for non-programmers, how can and how actually do free software projects interact with a commercial world, with the hardware world? And one thing you said is that they're trying to open up their hardware, that free software can access the hardware better. What's the further interactions you see?
Well, I guess mainly it's totally going to benefit the consumers. I mean, I've seen, and I'm sure you're familiar with the fact that oftentimes after 6 months or a year, hardware simply gets dropped in terms of support from the vendor. You see no more updates. Yeah. Whereas with a project like OpenWRT, we are trying to support all of the hardware for as long as possible, which really is just going to mean that a year from now you'll be able to drop the newest version of OpenWRT on there and utilize any new software functionality. And with a project like OpenWRT, you can load any new programs on there. You can load Samba, you can load a web server, you can load Asterisk to have voice over IP functionality. And if the vendors are starting to work with us a bit more, that means that it's going to be even easier for the standard person to be able to load on all kinds of new software and really improve the value.
So that means you are liberating hardware as it is, because with the free operating system on it, there are much more software able to run on the devices, and people can get much more out of their hardware. And on the second, you are as well liberating older hardware, because it's not thrown to a pile of trash after its life cycle.
Yeah. We aren't focused on older hardware per se, actually, but it will only be currently supported hardware. Moving forward will continue to be supported. We don't have active interest in, say, Linksys devices from 5 years ago. It's just too limited and not worthwhile. I guess the other aspect that we've been looking into is expanding past wireless hardware. We actually had a bit of a discussion over whether we were going to be renaming the project. That is still under discussion, but we have currently have it running on the OLPC devices. We have it running on several set-top boxes, and we're playing with a lot of other hardware. and are hoping to expand the project to be a much more general purpose embedded operating system.
The naming issue, maybe Gregers could say a few words. What's in there? What's the possibilities or point of discussion?
I think it's the point of discussion is that we have to embrace all being an embedded platform. And I think in that sense, it's not realistic to think that the name OpenWRT will be changed. But maybe the motto will change, or there will be a more clearer connection to the embedded context. So in that sense, there will be a change eventually.
But we will. It seems like the current consensus is that we are going to keep the OpenWRT name, because it is what people know.
Yeah, it's a good brand, it's a stable brand, it's a known brand, and people expect OpenWRT to be there.
Exactly. We do not want to lose the enthusiasm that we have. We have had many people come up to us and simply thank us for the project, and we simply don't want to lose that. I know there have been numerous projects that have changed their names recently, and some have been embraced under the new name, and others... The name change never gets out, and we definitely do not want to lose the community that we have.
Yeah. Gregor said some numbers about community. Another thing which interests me is how many of the people you met here, of the OpenWRT crowd, did you see physically before?
Honestly, I have seen no one from the OpenWRT crowd before.
So for everybody who's out there and cannot imagine how this is going to work, you never met those people and you're doing a huge project with them. How is this going to actually, on a daily basis, work?
Well, we are in almost constant communication on IRC, and I suppose that is actually our main method of contact. There are the mailing lists, but we tend to talk with each other via IRC just because we all have shells that are on IRC 24/7. But it is very nice to meet these people. It is really nice to be able to put a name with a face, but I don't think that the physical contact is really too important to the project itself.
So the digital, I forgot what I wanted to say. There was a stupid saying, but basically.
I've seen him sometimes before. So you know the other OpenWRT people since years, or?
Yeah. I've been traveling around a bit and meeting people. So I know personally a number of the developers, but again, I've never met Andy before. Or I've met him, but
yes.
Not so, wearing his kind of Redis t-shirt.
And there are events, or a lot of events, where meeting is possible, or is it more like a yearly base, or how many of those events do you attend? How many of those events do you attend?
I would say potentially you can just ask people to meet up if there is an event somewhere. If there is somebody who is in the area, they will probably show up. So it could be like a small community thing somewhere. It could be one of the large congresses or conferences around. But I think as a general rule, a number of the developers will meet during the Chaos Communication Congress here in Berlin. They have been doing that for the last couple of years. And it seems to be a good place to go, at least for the Europeans. But it's more or less up to people to take the initiative and try to organize local meetings. Or say, we'll simply just make a presentation at a conference or a congress. And this can be anywhere.
Yeah.
And this will always have the full support of both the project and the developers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that the CCC seems to be an annual meeting point that we use to just decide a lot of things. I said that I suppose physical communication isn't too important, but honestly, we have gotten a significant amount of things done here. We have been able to decide. So
to meet in physical world is gives more opportunity to really decide things then?
Yes, it allows a lot. I guess it does allow non-verbal communication too, which we simply could not achieve over the web.
So you say basically it is definitely possible to run large projects without seeing each other ever, but on the other hand, regular or physical work meetings give some opportunities to projects to push them further, which is not possible through just communicating over internet.
Yes, definitely.
I think one of the major differences is the time span you are making a decision within. Because if you're on IRC, it can take days and weeks. Because people come and go and they're on different time zones. But if you meet in like the physical place, then you suddenly have a limited time and everybody knows what the questions are and they have been like presented before. So it is very like direct to get to the point where you can make a consensus about this is something everyone is backing. And so in that way, it's somewhat quicker to reach this point than via IRC. I can see some other discussions have taken weeks.
Yeah.
But you only chat via IRC. You don't need mailing lists or news, so?
Mailing lists.
We do have mailing lists. Yeah. I guess I do see them being increasingly used. But IRC does seem to be, at least between developers, the main method of communication.
Yeah.
I suppose part of that might be because you can always pretend to not be there if you don't want to deal with something. But it's also just because it's much more real-time and instant than mailing lists. You can talk and get a reply instantly, and it doesn't require... I view a mailing list message or an email as a letter, effectively. Whereas IRC is just quick discussions back and forth.
Yeah. So it's just, again, about timing. So mailing lists are more sustainable in communication and IRC is more quick. Yeah, I would say thank you for now, Andy and Gregers. We would go for another song.
Yeah, I hope the iPod, the battery is very low.
Oh, okay. That's really a pod problem. The Apple people gave this cute machine not the most interesting and powerful piece of battery.
Okay.
Strictly Rock Gazaya. Not true, Jenny? Yeah.